God created everything in six 24-hour days. How is it that the world can be 15 billion years? Let me show you. This will help you, because see, what we believe about creation has a whole lot to do with the quality of life we can live. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. If we don't understand creation and how God operated from the beginning, we'll be deceived and led off into a bunch of other stuff too. Okay, so go with me to Psalm 90 real quick. We'll come back to Genesis. Psalm 90. I just want to read one verse. Verse 4 says, "For 1,000 years in thy sight are but as yesterday when it is past, and as a watch in the night." 1,000 years in thy sight, the psalmist speaking about God, Jehovah, 1,000 years in your sight is but a yesterday. Are like a yesterday, like a day, 1,000 years. Now, if that is the case, God could take what would take, let me do this, 15 billion years and work all of that into 6 days. If 1,000 years is like a yesterday, according to modern day science, God could do that and did that in six 24-hour days. There's more. There's much more to that. I just want to put this out there because this is something, if we understand it and we understand creation and how that science is really just now catching up. Amen. You know, evolution and all that, you know, there's a whole lot out there that people are confused about, but there's no confusion in the word. Amen. 1,000 years are like a yesterday, like a moment, not even a moment with God. So this guy that did the math actually came up with it, and the numbers were correct. The numbers bore witness to six 24-hour days, 15 billion years. When I get all the details in this, I'm gonna show it to you. I'll read it to you. I'll put it on paper or something and show you so you can see it for yourself, how that God compacted everything. You see, time is just a continuum of eternity. Let me do this little example again. With Brother Willie in here, okay, I have to use somebody else. Y'all can see this, right? Everybody can see this pretty good? Brother X, do me a favor. Take and run this back and put it up on that, where the camera is. Now, everybody, turn your head just a moment and see if you can see it and see what it looks like to you there. Okay, it's a little further away from you, right? But my point is, bring it back, this did not change in size. It was the same. Your perspective changed, but it was the same. Now it's here, it's the same. See, with God, there's no distance. 15 billion years is just like this, here or there. Well, God, but he put it all into 6 days. Does that help you? And see, when we gain his perspective, we start to see our life based upon our potential and not our past. What we are capable of becoming and not what we are right now. You start to see that there's no stopping you now. When you start believing that, when you start using your imagination for what God says and not what you experienced, those two things might be different. That's why we cannot allow things to move our attention and our imagination toward evil, because that's what the world is a result of now. Man has become. Amen. Talk to people in the world. Most of them negative. Most of them economy. Most of them violence. Most of them, that they talk it, they imagine it, things going to get worse and worse. And it is for the world. But where's your imagination? Where's your expectation? Where's your hope? See, that generates, that creates a reality. You can be blessed when nobody around you is blessed. I told you that story last week. San Francisco earthquake in the early 19th century. Guy was a tither. He believed in God, trusted God with all his heart. All the neighborhood where his business, manufacturing business was destroyed by fire, earthquake, except his establishment. True story. Except his, not one of his products fell off the shelf. While everything around him, the fire came up to his picket fence and scorched the outside of the fence. But God supernaturally preserved everything that belonged to him. Tell me God can't do that. How many know there's a spiritual Goshen? That's why he said, they that dwell in the secret place. It's not a geographical location. It's a state of mind, a place where your spirit is, where your affections are, where your imagination is, where your expectation is. That's where we live in the spirit. We are people of the spirit and not just in the flesh, subjected to all the externals. We live by faith. Amen. How many know that's a real place? That's a realm. That's a true realm. Where everything that you need is already provided. Come on, I said there's a place where everything you need is already provided. That place is called Jehovah Jireh. Jehovah Jireh, the place of provision. Everything that you will ever need is already provided. It's a finished work. But the enemy wages war against your imagination. Give you a little pain in your side. And by the time you get that pain, a commercial comes on. And they got a new medicine out for that pain that's in your side and said that pain could kill you. You heard that, man, that's right where my leg was hurting. And so now the enemy has planted a seed. Have you noticed some of these whack, distorted, crazy commercials? Have you noticed CVS and Walgreens have taken over the territory? That word in Galatians 5, witchcraft, pharmacia, pharmacies. They can take and distort, pervert, and alter your consciousness for other things to come. They don't tell you this about all these college and high school shootings in that. But if you Google this, 99.9% of the people that did all this crazy stuff was on Prozac or some other mind-altering drug. They were on it. They don't tell you that. They just talk about gun control because they want to get the guns away because they want to make it a martial law state. Amen. Y'all ain't hear me. See, this is the agenda of the enemy. In Genesis 6, the thoughts of men were evil continually. They were on the devil's agenda. And God looked and said, I'm not going to strive with them because what they are imagining, what they are expecting, what they are doing is bringing evil into the earth. And it's propagated, instigated, and manipulated by these fallen angels. And God said, as it were in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the day of the coming of the Son of Man. The same things are happening today. They call them extraterrestrials, UFOs. How many know the devil is a lie? Come on, help me somebody. I'm going to take you somewhere. I hope you can follow me. How many know the devil is a lie? But he got this generation thinking UFOs. There's life on other planets, and you're there. There are watchers watching over. No, these are devils. Amen. Nephilim spirits. They find all kind of skulls and skulls that are oblong, big skulls, and they wonder what people was that. Those are them devils. They had big eyes and stuff. And they're wondering, what are these? What race of Neanderthal? These were the devils. These were the Nephilim. They find giant. They found all this. But see, this stuff is not really, you know, taught in the right context of what it, because they don't know. They don't have the mind of Christ. They don't understand the revelation. You know, but this is what those are. Now, my point, in Genesis, the imaginations of the people were evil continually. God had to find somebody. There was one, Noah, who found grace in God's sight. Out of all the rest, there was one. How many know God only needs a remnant? Amen. Come on, I said God only needs a remnant. Listen, he's done and he will continue to do amazing things through his church. God has chosen the foolishness of preaching Think about it. God has, he chose the cross. What sense? That doesn't make a lot of sense, but it's what God chose to save mankind. So God don't need, God, Gideon, you don't need 32,000. Just give me 300, and I'll defeat all the Midianites. Are you hearing? God doesn't need all that. All he needs is somebody that will yield their imagination to him, their expectations, and put their hope in him, and trust him and believe him, and watch how God will begin to create reality through you, the reality of heaven. How many of you can have some heaven on earth? It's about time some of y'all got some heaven on earth and got out of hell on earth. Well, you think about it a moment. You created, or because of a lack of parenting, you grew up with the wrong principles and all of that, and you create a lot of stuff. You know, a child, while they're in the womb, they know what type of environment they're coming into. They may not be able to explain their spirit. They know whether they're coming into a happy environment, a stressful environment, a provided for environment, a struggling environment. They know, and they know what they're coming into, all right? So a lot of this is subconscious. It's very important that we know this. Now, in Genesis 11, at the Tower of Babel, are y'all still with me? Amen. At the Tower of Babel, the people were of all of one mind, it says of one language, and in one place. God had told them to go and filter out and fill the earth, but they gathered in one place. In actuality, in chapter 10, it tells us they were all of different languages. And I want to stress that. That's important that we understand. They didn't all speak English. They all spoke other languages, but they understood each other's language. They understood. They could communicate to one another. They understood languages. But when they got together under the influence of the devil, they said, let us build us a tower. Let us build us a name and a tower so that we're not scattered anymore. God told them to scatter. The devil wanted them to establish something else. So they began to build the tower. And it says that they were going to build a tower that reaches heaven. Now, we know you can't build from the earth and build out to where God is at or anything, even the outer space. You can't do it. But what it meant is that they built a huge tower, and at the top, they had the zodiac, they had astrology, they had devil worship, they had sacrifices, and in so doing, they opened a portal. They opened the portal.
This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us tonight at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our services begin at 7:30 p.m. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.